It's time for KCCU's Slice of Life with Mary McClure.
Do eccentrics know they're eccentric, or do they think they're like everybody else? A friend and I had been comparing eccentric people we knew and loved, and some we just knew and thought were really weird. When she asked the question, we both stopped to think about it. Eccentrics, like everybody else, come in so many degrees, they're impossible to categorize. There are people with eccentricities so mild that they merely endear them to us. They're just different enough to be interesting. We look forward to seeing what they'll do next. Those kind of eccentrics are strong individualists who don't bow to peer pressure. They just do their own thing, and we look forward to the results. But eccentrics range all the way to the people who are so different, so odd, that you can't relate to them in any way, so you feel uncomfortable. You cross the street if you see one coming. We both knew women who wrote poetry, who could wear the eccentric label. We decided that writing poetry is so difficult that if you did much of it, you'd have to let something else go. I sometimes write poetry myself, but it's not good enough to label me eccentric. Well, that's one excuse anyway. A person you might see as eccentric probably feels passionately about some issue, maybe poetry, and can't be bothered with many of the constraining details of conformity. Regular meals may not matter. Their clothes are just something to cover up the body. Conversations take abrupt turns. An eccentric is somebody who deviates from the conventional norm. So, to an eccentric, the masses, who more or less keep up with the Joneses, probably seem peculiar. Which leads us to another question. What if the Joneses are peculiar? We couldn't agree on the answer to her first question. Do eccentric people know they're eccentric? My friend tends to think, yes, they do. They like being different, go out of their way to accentuate their distinctiveness, walk to a different drummer. I think that, no, eccentrics are so caught up in their own passions and ideas that it never occurs to them that people are staring at them, laughing maybe, or worse still, a little afraid of them. Which do you prefer in a friend? We ask each other, boring or eccentric? We smiled at each other tolerantly.
Join us again for KCCU's Slice of Life with Mary McClure. Slice of Life can also be heard anytime through KCCU's podcast. You can listen to Slice of Life through Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcast platforms. Learn more by going to kccu.org.